people wonder, you know, why this, why that, why these things be happening. You know what I'm saying? But we gotta learn how to sacrifice ourselves, sacrifice the things that we lust for. You know, the wicked of the world, they make our military troops go fight for war for things that they lust for, lust and desire for. They lust for these things. You see what I'm saying? They lust for another man land, another man property. You know what I'm saying? And they put civilians in danger of killing each other. You know what I'm saying? I killing innocent, you know, people for no reason, for the lust of their desires. You know what I'm saying? Lust can make people do whatever they allow the lust to do because they don't have control over themselves. You know what I'm saying? And when a man or a woman don't have control over themselves, something else has control over them. You know what I'm saying? And it's an entity, it's a spirit. You know what I'm saying? That has control over their mind. Our Father tried to bring us back into the law of Him so that He could show us that we have power through Him of our mind. The things that we lust for and desire, we won't allow those things to, you know, harm each other or harm ourselves or you know, go that far to where we got a war against each other for whatever it is. When you look in the Bible, I think it was no, it wasn't. No, it was I think it was Isaac. Was it Isaac or Jacob? It was no. It was I forgot who it was. I forgot exactly who it was. Wish I knew. Papa, if you could bring it to me, please. I think it was Isaac. Yeah, I think it was Isaac. And was it Isaac? It's like they always so good that it's like you kind of forget who it was because they always so good and great. But I think it was Isaac. Yeah, I think it was Isaac, and he was telling all his sons and grandsons to like get along, you know, when he leave, like to get along with each other, you know. He gave us certain portions of the lands and, you know, certain inheritance and stuff like that. And he was telling us like to get along, don't war, like brothers shouldn't be fighting against each other, you know, and you know, trying to let them know like if you decide to war against each other, then God will curse you and punish you and your children. Because it's not in his law to for brothers to fight against each other and kill each other and things like that, you know. And yeah, and they didn't listen, you know what I'm saying? Didn't listen. So, 'cause I'm trying to think, I'm trying to get was it Ishmael? I think it was Ishmael. I forgot, y'all, 'cause I read it a while back. I already explained it to y'all before in one of the other podcasts, but I forgot because I've been reading so much other ones. But I know, but I forgot like the who exactly it was. But basically, I'm gonna just put it like this. It's in the Bible though, that he told them to get along and everything and not to war against each other, and he gave them the lands and everything like that. But one of the brothers was he didn't listen. I think it was either Esau. I think it was either Esau. Yeah, I think it was Esau. He didn't listen, and his children basically forced him to, you know, war against his own brother, war against their uncle. So it was kind of like they couldn't stand the fact that, you know, Jacob and his children had the better land, like, you know, had the better inheritance, and that, you know, basically they was you know, servants to them because of what had happened, you know, and the way Father Yahweh had planned it to be. So because of the lust and desire of what Esau and his children wanted over Jacob and his children, you know, he tried to his children like basically threatened to kill him if he don't kill Jacob and his children. So they wanted to kill them, you know, and just off lust and desire, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that's what the wicked of the world do. They lust and desire for something, and then they don't tell you the plan. They deceive you to make you think that they're friends because the wicked can't get along with each other. Proverbs, Solomon tell us that. So before they take somebody blood, but we must understand that the wicked lust for things. So if you allow something that you want and desire and you lust for it so long and so bad, it will happen. You know what I'm saying? So that all plays the part in the mind. What goes on in a person's mind to where they lust for something that, will make them desire to want it extremely bad to where they have to have it. They're willing to do whatever to have it. That's not a logical mind. That's not a mind of Father Yahweh, because we have control over our mind. You know what I'm saying? If we lust for something, we should know how to control ourselves and rebuke that lust of whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't have control over your mind, somebody else has control over your mind. No one has control over Father Yahweh mind. No one had control over Yeshua mind. No one has control over Mother Rock mind. You know what I'm saying? So no one should have control over our mind but our Father. You know what I'm saying? We should stand by his principles, laws, and commandments, and that way we'll be perfect in the right way. You know what I'm saying? And that way we won't fall short. You know what I'm saying? If you do see yourself falling short, you should fast, because fasting and praying can heal you from whatever it is that you are lusting for or can't control. You know what I'm saying? It'll keep you bound, it'll keep you in line. You know what I'm saying? And it'll keep you on the word, because during fasting you have to be in the word, you have to be praying. You know what I'm saying? So when you understand that, then you understand the sacrifice, the sacrifice that it has to take. When you look at David and Goliath, you know what I'm saying? The sacrifice that David had to take before he got to Goliath, with going out there with fighting against the animals, the lions and all that out there. You know what I'm saying? The sacrifices he took out there, being young and out there, and already, you know what I'm saying, had courage and strength and everything to, say, hey, if I could take on these animals, I know I could take on him. And then on top of that, with him finding out that Father Yahweh is with him, you know what I'm saying, that made everything even better for him, because now that's the extra strength and power and endurance that our Father gave to him, so then he can accomplish what our Father wanted him to accomplish in the land. You know what I'm saying? And then when you look at Saul disobeyed our Father because he was king. He made him anointed king, but Saul didn't want to when he was sent on the mission to go kill who it was. I forgot who they was going to kill. I be reading so much, y'all. Like right now I'm on the Palestinians getting killed up right now by Joshua, so but when he was told to go kill the people, him and the guys was told to go kill the people. They was told to go kill them and to kill everything. Don't bring nothing back. Saul allowed the man who was serving for him to bring back the good animals, the good cattle and things. And he was told not to. And Samuel made sure he told Saul that God, that Father Yahweh told him not to bring back nothing. And he did not commit, he did not tell those guys to not bring that stuff back, but they did. So now that puts Saul as king already in a bad situation with Father Yahweh, because yes, he went and killed the enemies, but they didn't do as they was told. You see what I'm saying? And when you don't do as you're told from Father Yahweh, then he has to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? So we just seeing how David was obedience. I mean, we're seeing how David was working on potential to be king, and then we're just seeing how Saul lost his kingship because he was disobedient. Now we go to David. David did as Saul was telling him to do, even though Saul wanted to kill him because Saul knew that David was going to be king. But Father Yahweh would not allow Saul to kill David because David was going to be the next anointed king after Saul would leave and die, because Samuel had already had a prophecy about Saul dying, and he broke down in tears because the Father Yahweh told him that Saul would die because he was disobedient. But it took time. Samuel died and Saul was still alive, so the prophecy didn't come to pass while Samuel was alive, but still the prophecy did come to pass when Samuel was dead, and Samuel was able to see that the prophecy came to pass because Saul lost his mind. He had a familiar spirit, he had familiar spirits around him, and he had the spirit of Satan on him. And he didn't hear from, he kicked all the familiar spirits, like all the witches and wizards and warlocks and all that, all those people, psychics and all that, out the land. And then what he did, he ended up couldn't hear from Father Yahweh at all. He didn't have any prophets. His prophets, he couldn't hear, they couldn't hear from Father Yahweh or nothing like that. So he needed someone to tell him how to move according to the enemies coming into the land to kill him. So he was fearing for his life that, you know, these people are gonna come and kill me and my kids and my people, but I can't hear from Father Yahweh. I can't hear from the prophets not telling me nothing. So I need somebody to tell me. So he went to like a witch, whatever you want to call it, someone that could talk to dead people, bring people from the dead. Went and talked to her, and she brought Samuel from the dead. And Samuel, while he was dead, came, like, they brought him up, and he ended up giving David, I mean, not David, but saw a prophecy that he's gonna die tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So that's with disobedience of a king. You know what I'm saying? Now, when David became king, he became king because he was obedient to Father Yahweh. Like, everything that he went, every situation that he went through, he asked Father Yahweh first, like, what should I do? He didn't just do. You know what I'm saying? He was asking, like, what should I do, Father Yahweh? Should I pursue or should I not pursue? He respected that that Saul was king and that he was anointed of Father Yahweh, so he did not want to kill him, even though he was facing death, even though Saul tried to kill him numerous of times. You know what I'm saying? He never wanted to kill Saul. He loved him and he respected him because he was anointed king by Father Yahweh, and he did not want to cross Father Yahweh because Father Yahweh anointed Saul to be king. You know what I'm saying? So, and no, it was like two or three times he could have killed Saul and he didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because Father Yahweh was building him up to be a king. You know what I'm saying? That's how we got to understand that Father Yahweh allow us to go through things, you know what I'm saying, to be who he's trying to make us become. But we got to sacrifice our flesh. We got to sacrifice, you know what I'm saying, the ways that we would have done unto the ways that he want us to move. You know what I'm saying? Not the ways that we want to move. So David became king because of his obedience and him listening to the Father, coming to the Father first, him having courage and strength, you know what I'm saying, and not being afraid to speak up when it's time to speak up for whatever it is that was right or whatever it is that was wrong. He was in position. Father Yahweh put him in position to do that. King Saul was in position, but he did not work to understand who Father Yahweh was. He was just listening to the prophets telling him what to do, how to do, and he didn't respect no one because he was high up. You know what I'm saying? He was high up king of the land, so he didn't respect anyone in the land. You know what I'm saying? Because he felt, you know, high and mighty, like he didn't need to do so. Since he did that automatically messed him up because he felt like he didn't he moved as if he didn't have to answer to Father Yahweh or ask him. You know what I'm saying? He just kept hearing from man, like, you know, from the prophets and everything, which ain't nothing wrong with that. But he didn't get to know Father Yahweh like he should have got to know him. So then when the prophets and everybody gone and it's just him by himself, then he can hear from Father Yahweh because, you know what I'm saying, he's been trying to understand him like we should. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's lessons being learned and taught, about having to sacrifice our pride, having to sacrifice us doing our own will, us trying to do things on our own. You know what I'm saying? It's so much things that have to be sacrificed from us, and the fa and our Father Yahweh has is the one to put us through situations to humble us and put us in the right place, you know, because Like we come like think about, someone that's like 25 years old, 25 years of their life, they ain't listen to no one but, you know what I'm saying, probably their mom and dad. But after probably like 13, 14, usually in America, most kids ain't listening no more, So for the rest of that time, the 10, 11 years after that, they basically moving on their own throughout, you know what I'm saying, this life, which their parents still have some type of say so, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, they still gonna be disobedient, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that, like that's how we gotta understand, like when someone live their life like that, man, it's hard to come into the commandments and laws of Father Yahweh unless you really want to. It gotta be in your heart. You know what I'm saying? It gotta be in your heart. That's why Father Yahweh judge our heart, because when he judge our heart, then he know if he want to bless us or if he don't want to bless us. You know what I'm saying? So it got to be in your heart that, hey, I want this lesson. I want to be in these laws. I really want them. I don't want to be moving according to my own will of how I want to do things. You know what I'm saying? And then when you look at Joshua was son of Nun. You know what I'm saying? He was strictly about business with Father Yahweh. Everything Father Yahweh told him to do, he did. Anything that he was unaware of doing, he asked Father Yahweh first. Should I smite them? Should I not? Should I go here? Should I not? Everything, you know what I'm saying? But it takes time to get like that. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy. I'm still working on it myself, because sometimes, life happens and we just kind of like in the move of life. You know what I'm saying? But I don't move how I used to move. I move to the laws of my father. So I'm still in his laws and commandments, but I need to start asking him more. Should I this? Should I that? You know what I'm saying? Because once you get that rhythm, you know what I'm saying, that flow, then it's better for you. Life becomes easier for you because now you asking Father Yahweh, you know what I'm saying, instead of just doing yourself. But that comes with the level of growth in the laws, you know what I'm saying, because we must become them. So when we become them, everything get better for us, you know what I'm saying. So it's all about slowing down and humbling yourself and allowing our Father to have straight control over all things that we do. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, they paid a price. We gotta pay a price. It's the price we pay, man. We gotta pay the price. You can't rob Father Yahweh. You can't rob him. He said, "Would a man rob God?" You can't rob him. You know what I'm saying? He paid his tithes and he sowed the seeds. Do we pay our tithes? Do we sow our seeds? You know what I'm saying? Do we live by the laws, or do we live by our own laws? You know what I'm saying? Do we still step into sin when Yeshua died for our sins? You know what I'm saying? Do we collect wisdom and knowledge and understanding that's freely given unto us? Or do we block it out and bypass the scriptures and bypass Proverbs and bypass Acts? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do we do? What do you do? You know what I'm saying? Because Mother Ruach, Yeshua, and Father Yahweh is right there. You know what I'm saying? Do you still move on your own accord, or do you ask the Father first? Do you live by your own laws, or do you live by Father Yahweh laws? He said, anybody that's in his laws are blessed. Anybody that are not in his laws are cursed. You're a curse. You know what I'm saying? You are a curse. Your family curse. Until somebody wake up. Somebody got to wake up. Somebody got to have that power. Somebody got to have that dominion. Somebody got to have that strength. Somebody got to have that subdue. Somebody got to have that replenish. Somebody got to have that peculiar. Somebody got to have that royalty, that rulership. Somebody got to have that authority. Somebody got to be the one. Who going to be the one? You know what I'm saying? And your family lineage. Who going to be the one to change that? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to be the one? Are you going to be the one that's sitting behind waiting for the next man to stand up? And then you're going to say, oh, I want in too. Are you going to be the one that say, hey, man, we got to do this? You know what I'm saying? All that's in, let's go. All that's not, hey, sit back and watch. We're gonna make it happen. You know what I'm saying? It's either you gonna be the one to do, or are you gonna be the one setting the bat? You know what I'm saying? That's how it's gonna go. You're gonna be the one getting used. Are you gonna be the one that's using the tools that Father Yahweh gave us to get ahead? You know what I'm saying? Everybody done got beat up. You know what I'm saying? We all done got beat up. We all got put to sleep. We all done lost our knowledge of our Father. We all done you know what I'm saying, fell short of the glory of our Father Yahweh. But it's not taken away from us. It's right here. It's up for you to grab it. It's up for you to seek it. It's up for you to want it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't want it, then it's not to say that it's not going to be there, because it's always going to be there. You're just not going to be the one to grab it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to understand that life is bigger than what the world has shown you. Life is bigger than what the world, wicked men of the world have taught you. What wicked men of the world have shown you to deceive you in the eyes. You know what I'm saying? Our Messiah was tried. You know what I'm saying? He was told, oh, if you jump off this mountain, I'll give you all of that over there. You know what I'm saying? Jump off wet mountains. Jump off the knowledge. Jump off, get away from the law of the Father. And straight when he told him that, Yeshua went straight to the law of the Father and told him, get away from these, Satan. I shouldn't try my Father like that. That's suicidal. If I lose the law of my Father, that's suicidal. That's my life. I might as well jump off the cliff. That's my life. What you mean? What you mean lose the jump off the mountain? The mountain is Father Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? So when someone is living in this life, as we all did, as we was living in this life, and we didn't have the law of Father Yahweh, and we didn't live by it, you know what I'm saying, or understand it, we was living suicidal. We was moving like a zombie in somebody else's man-made system, you know what I'm saying? And we was living suicidal because the wages of sin is death. Everything that we did, whether we knew it or not, was sin. And sometimes we knew that, most of the time we knew it was sin, but we didn't know how to get out of it. We knew it was bad, but we didn't know how to stop it. You know what I'm saying? So because we lack knowledge of, we're stuck in. But when we gain knowledge of, we're out. You know what I'm saying? Don't allow yourself to be put in bondage. You got to bind up bondage. Bind up what put you in bondage. Cut the head off what put you in bondage. You know what I'm saying? Anytime somebody mind try to play tricks on you to put you in bondage, you have to understand what they're doing to you. And once you understand what they're doing to you, you change the game. But the only way you can change the game, if you have better knowledge than the knowledge that was implied into your mind. And the only knowledge that's better than any knowledge is Father Yahweh knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to give you all truth. All truth. Spirit of truth. All truth. You know what I'm saying? So then that way no one can bind you, bound you, consume you, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Lock you up in chain, nothing. Because your mind is purified with righteousness and holiness. You know what I'm saying? No one can bind up or bound up Yeshua. No one can lock him in chains. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at the obedience of our ancestors and how they was, then you would see, like, man, how they do that? How they do that? They was in the law. There's no other way to do it. There's no other way to be obedient to God but be in his law. And learn all of his law and live it and become it. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way. It's no other way. It's nothing else in life you can do that's going to put you in that position. You know what I'm saying? So, I hope y'all be listening, man. I hope y'all pay attention. Like I always say, man, you don't want to be out here lost. You don't want to be out here, you know, struggling. You know what I'm saying? Trying to fight through temptation and fight through sin. On your own accord, through your own mind, like, oh, I can fight through this sin, oh, I can fight through this temptation, oh, I can fight through these transgressions on my own. No, you can't. Those are spirits. You allowed those spirits to get attached to you, so therefore, you can't do anything on your own accord to get rid of them, because if you could, you would have never had them in the first place. You know what I'm saying? You would have never had them in the first place. So since you got them, that automatically lets you know that you can't get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? So that all automatically leads you to know that Father Yahweh is the only one that can get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I love y'all, man. Hope y'all have a wonderful day. Shalom. God bless. Love y'all.